Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1464, recorded Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. Blue teeth and a beer belly. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Grubhub. Grubhub delivers food from your favorite local restaurants. Get $5 off your first order of $10 or more at grubhub.com/GizWiz and use the code PODCAST. And by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with free step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code GizWiz at checkout.
And now, get ready for Dick!
In this episode of the GizWiz, we got magical toothbrushes, a belly full of whatever you want, and a whole lot more coming up next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D
and OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good.
Were you in the hospital? What is that bracelet you're wearing?
You know, I've been meaning to take this off. I just came back from Boston for PAX East, and I had such a great time. And one of the things I did was I went to a Twitch party. Twitch is a live streamer for video game content. And so I got a Twitch partner wristband, which I'm really proud of. So it says Twitch partner on the band. It's kind of neat. I like it a whole bunch. And at that party they actually gave me a free t-shirt that had my username on the back of it.
Wow.
Here, let me see if I can find some photos.
Wow.
I had a whole bunch of fun at I went to PAX East, and
where, that's in Boston?
Yeah, that's in Boston. I went with a whole bunch of my famous YouTube friends, and we all rented a house. We rented a mansion on the coast, and we fit 11 people into it. And so we had a really
great... Well, wait a minute. A mansion would be big by definition, right?
Right. I think it was over 5,000 square feet. It had like four or five bedrooms in it. Like two living rooms, upstairs.
Any bathrooms?
One. No, I'm kidding.
One.
I think I had three or four bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. It was just so much fun. Let me see if I can find the, oh, come on. I know that I have a picture of my t-shirt somewhere. Maybe I don't. Oh, I probably posted it on Instagram, and Twitter will not show Instagram images, anyway, just had a really, really wonderful time. Here's one.
Did you trash the mansion, or were you guys good?
No, we were good. We were nice. So, like, here's at the Twitch party. Let's see if we can make this bigger, and hopefully it'll load. You know, there we go. Here's one of the drinks we consumed at the Twitch party. It really does not want to load that t-shirt. Well, we're breaking Instagram. wow, amazing. I got a whole bunch of friends to sign my badge. That was us paying for a meal that we had.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we went to this Italian restaurant. And
are you kidding me? Where was it? In Rome? I mean,
we kind of had, like, there was a few moments I was like, the exorbitance of this weekend, I just don't want it to be lost on me. Like, this is just the weirdest weekend ever. And we went to an Italian food restaurant, and we brought close to 40 people. And then after we had all ordered, they told us that we were not allowed to split our check. So we all had to spend. We all had to pay for one check. And so we couldn't use credit cards. Like, and so everyone went to an ATM to pick up money, and we had cash. And so that is an image of 40 people all eating at a pretty nice restaurant. That's well, 1,000.
How much was the check?
$1,560 for the check.
Oh my God! Yeah. And then you have to add a $5 tip to that.
Right, right. Yeah, gratuity was included. That includes gratuity. But yeah, that was. There were some moments like that over the weekend that were just
when
like...
When you guys left, was the staff jumping up and down?
Oh,
and
my... It was so funny. I arrived and someone... in front of me, someone answered some question. I didn't catch it. And then this old man came up to me and just smacked me on the arm. And I thought he was mad at me for, like, my red hair or something. And I, like, looked at him. And I was like, whoa. And he had a big smile on his face. I was like, what? And then he walked on, you know, he kept walking. I was like, look at my friends, like, what just happened? They're like, oh, he's the owner of the restaurant.
Oh,
so he got a little excited.
Yeah, all that cash, no credit card expenses.
Yeah, no
nice.
Paper trail. Yeah.
And they usually even in the city, if it's groups of like six or more, they just add an automatic 18%.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's I finally got the shirt to load. Here's the shirt that I got at the Twitch party. It has my username on the back. I was really proud of that. We played skee ball. But yeah, I had a really wonderful weekend this past weekend at PAX, and met a whole bunch of people. Here I can show. Here's the photo of all of us. That most of us that were in the house. That's all of us. Most of them. Maybe there's like four people that weren't, or five people that weren't in the house.
Wow.
But yeah,
it
was a ton of fun over this last weekend. And
nice.
If you went to PAX East and saw me, I said hello. So yeah.
Excellent.
That's what we did.
Excellent. Well, I walked down to the marina. That was about it.
That's exciting. Wow. How much was that?
That was absolutely nothing. The Boat Basin Cafe did open last weekend, and then last night we had sleet. So,
wow,
who knows? It's ridiculous.
So extravagant.
Yeah, it was.
We really do live kind of amazing times.
You know, you should find a way. You could take that bracelet off and find a way to put Velcro on so you can just keep putting it
you
back.
You know, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I feel so – it's like we – I snuck in – there was a second Twitch party that I was not invited to, and I used this wristband. I was like, I'm a Twitch partner. You could just let me in now. And it actually worked. And they were like, yeah, of course, you're a Twitch partner. Come on in. And so
– yeah, you should try it across the street at the coffee shop.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm a Twitch partner. I don't think I should I don't need to pay for this coffee, right? Twitch partner.
And the great thing is you can get in and out of any hospital you want anytime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
hey,
good.
I'm
that's good.
I'm mentally insane. And let me through here. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. You didn't even notice I was gone, hopefully.
Fortunately, it came between Gizwizzes,
right.
So it worked out well for me anyway.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and jump on to the first gadget.
Okay, well, actually, I got to do some mini fun thing while you were in Boston is PepCon. You know, PepCon,
oh, yeah.
We go to the biggest PepCon out at CES. Well, PepCon has a little spring exhibit here in the city at the Hammerstein Ballroom, and they had that on Thursday. So I'm going to do three gadgets from PepCon. Two of them are Kickstarter projects. The first is the Colibri Bluetooth toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked the guy, you know, why would you have a Bluetooth toothbrush? And he says, well, you go to your dentist once, twice a year, and he says, you know, you're missing here and you're not brushing all the molars all the way on that side. So you only know once or twice a year what you're doing wrong. So his contention is with the Bluetooth connected toothbrush, you can actually see as you're brushing what, and it will analyze it and show you parts of your tooth structure that you are missing.
Oh, wow.
And a part of it that I think is good is that there are going to be kids' games.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe gamification.
Yeah, exactly. Gamification. You know, I think that's the first time I'm hearing that word.
What? Oh. Wow.
Is it the official word?
I think so. Yeah, it's like, oh, the gamification of, like, yeah, I've heard that a lot. It's like gamification of saving money or gamification of parking your car. You know, you can... Or just things that are hard, difficult to get into a habit of.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I didn't... Would you buy one of these? They're going to be $99.
You know, I don't know. I feel like I... Okay, maybe I'm not the person to ask. I haven't... How long do you think it's been since I've been to the dentist?
Let's see. The way the staff walks up to you and then runs away.
Right.
I'm guessing
right. The way that
5 years.
Can't really congregate in this area...
No, your teeth on camera. Your teeth look great, so
thanks.
I assume that you must
thanks.
Be brushing.
Yeah, I brush. You know, there's a whole debate, and I don't know the answer to it. But I use really hard bristles to brush with.
Okay. On a brush or just loose?
you know, I shove them in my mouth and chew them.
Yeah, see, that's a good way. That gets into all the little crevices.
I hear it fixes gingivitis, like. Yeah.
Oh, I love gingivitis. Oh,
With dinner,
double gingivitis is really good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes I get caramel gingivitis, and I don't know what to do. I'm just in heaven.
Right. Well, so anyway,
it's
the
been
thing
like
is,
3 years since I've been to the dentist.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
But yes, I mean. Yeah, I'd love a toothbrush that tells me if I'm doing it wrong.
Well, this is the thing, Chad, was the day that they were showing the toothbrush at Pepcom was the day it went on Kickstarter.
Ah.
And I checked back, and within 4 days, they were looking for a goal of $70,000.
Right.
Within 4 days, they were look at it. They're up to 60,000,
yeah.
Almost 60,000.
Yeah, they're really close.
And they were selling 500 of the Bluetooth connected toothbrushes for $99. And out of the 500, they sold more than 300 of them. So evidently, people are very
excited.
Interested in this technology.
This is kind of like the Internet of Things. You know, you got a toothbrush. Let's put the internet in it and start tracking it, collect data about it. You know, you got shoes. Right. Put the internet in it. You got a light bulb. Let's throw some computers at it. Now it's a computer light bulb.
But you know what? About a year from now, you'll pick up your Bluetooth, you'll be brushing, and suddenly your toothbrush will say, you're not using the best toothpaste for these teeth.
May I recommend Ultra White?
If you would go to internet-connected Pepsodent
with
double Bluetooth,
right.
You'll find.
Right.
And it will just call you Dave all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave.
Hey, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave, you missed your molar.
Dave.
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
yeah. I mean, this does bring a whole new meaning to Bluetooth.
Yes. A white tooth.
A white tooth, you know? Yeah. Man, that's a new connection standard. I think this is really cool.
It's pretty neat.
I'm surprised.
Neat.
It seems like, you know, when they mention games, that you'd want to make it a little more kid-friendly. This looks very adult-centric. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, this looks a little complicated for a...
Oh, the game does.
I mean, yeah. I guess I haven't seen the game. I mean, other than the badges, like, you know, brushing 10 days in a row. You know, if it was hooked up to Twitter, it would really make me want to brush. If I accidentally forgot a day and it tweeted out, Chad didn't brush.
Oh, that's a great idea. Chad did not brush today. Avoid
Brag
Chad
on you,
at just, all costs.
It'd snitch on you, like... Don't hang out at Chad at the party today because he did not brush.
But then a hacker would go in and say, Chad hasn't brushed in 78 days.
My toothbrush got hacked. No, it's a lie. I swear. I like it. I like it. And I think that this is where basically everything's. It looks like a really tiny little brush head up there.
It does. I said to the same. I said, "How many brush heads are you giving?" And he said, "Well, with the $99, you get one. But if you want to go for the $129 package, we'll put in a second brush or a third brush."
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, yeah.
And before we move on, we actually do, we have at Twit, we're starting to collect ideas for, I believe, a new show, our tech crowdfunding. If you have a tech crowdfunding campaign, we're actually looking for it. So you can head on over to our blog. The pitch is, do you have a Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign that's looking for some promotion? Or are you planning a crowdfunding campaign to launch in the next few weeks? On May 10th, we are going to shoot a pilot for a crowdfunding show called I'd Fund That.
So, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's coming up soon. So just all you Kickstarter, backers, or, to be honest, I think if there's something that you're interested in, send along, and we might even try to get in touch with the creators of it if it's cool enough and we like it enough. So
well, you know what? Maybe. Well, you can tell me what you think of this next product, because they don't have a website yet.
Ooh.
And they haven't gone on Kickstarter yet. But I believe the PR guy said May 20th, they're going to launch this device. And this is this week's GizWiz video.
So we're going to play What the Heck Is It? I do that on my website, gizwiz.biz. What the heck is this? Well, we'll sort of show you right out, because it is 360, and it is the world's first true 360 HD camera. And Richard over here is going to tell us a little bit about it.
So it's recording 360 degree all around you in 1080p, 30 frames per second. Stitching is done inside the device, giving out like plain MP4 file that you can experience then on your iPhone or iPad or even Android devices in a truly immersive experience where you can basically look and choose at what you want to look. It's a new way of capturing, broadcasting, and watching video.
Now, over here, let's go over here so we can be by this. I see one of your signs says 3 microphones.
So, we have true 3D surround sound. So we have 3 microphones in the product recording in 3 directions, as well as the three lenses that are looking in 3 different directions. We've also loaded the device with Wi-Fi, gyroscope for stabilization of the image. It comes with a GPS for geotagging. This device is also doing like digital still imaging at 8 megapixels that you can load onto Google Street View or Google Photosphere for experiencing and sharing that with your friends.
Richard, I'm kind of have a great ear for accents. Are you from Brooklyn?
No, je suis de Paris, de la France.
And tell me about the one with the light socket on it.
Well, the one with the light socket on was just an idea on how to set up a home video surveillance that looks at everything without any wire or cable. Well, you take the accessory, you put the light bulb socket, you screw it, and you're done. This is just going to stream Wi-Fi to the cloud, directly to your smartphone, to your tablet, where you'll be able to see if the cat is running after the dog at home or if the wife is eventually like cheating on you. You don't know.
I see. Okay. And finally, what is the estimated cost, and when might we see this on for sale?
So this product is going to be launched on Kickstarter mid-May. We're expecting the first units to be priced at $299.
That is really amazing. And Richard, finally, do you guys have a website?
Well, we have a website, but there's not much yet for the time being. So keep looking for 360 on the news or on Google, and you'll find us pretty soon when we'll be launched.
Okay, this is really pretty nifty. And there you go. World's first true 360 HD camera. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddestrider, and the GizWiz. I am also here in 3D. Bye.
All right, so I think we've seen 3D cameras before, so I'm not sure if they were all 1080p and that's their claim to fame, saying
yeah.
that.
And it's that 360-degree thing is just, I know that on Before You Buy, we just did a camera that Mike Elgin had that did 360 degrees. And it only uses two cameras. But I don't know. I don't remember if it captured video. I know that it did pictures really well. I just cannot remember if it captured video or not.
You mean audio, right? You
said video and audio. Like, I know that it took photos.
Oh, photos. Okay.
Yeah.
Not moving video.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I cannot remember if it took moving video.
Yeah.
I don't think it did
Someone in the chat room was saying, what is the green thing you see sometimes on the screen? Richard told me that's the base of the unit, which they can't, some point, has to show up in the shot because it's shooting itself.
Right, right. Because it's, 360 degree video.
But it's pretty interesting. And you can live stream that. That's
cool. And I love the idea of the light bulb.
The
light bulb makes it, like, that's so clever because everyone has a light bulb in the center of their house.
Even if you can go to your camera anywhere, you know, like with our drop cams, we can look at our drop cams. But with this, you can see the entire room.
Yeah.
So even if you have a clever dog who says, I know where the drop cam is, I'm going to hide in this corner. Now he'll be able to see the entire room.
Yeah. And it's just, I've worked in the installation business before, and it's really difficult to run wires and to make sure that you have power up high enough where a camera can see. And the light bulb thing was just like, it's so smart. It's so absolutely smart. So I kind of like that a lot.
That's why you got into television, was it? When you were in the insulating business, didn't you accidentally seal your partner in a ceiling or something?
Right. Yeah. I got sucked into the TV, and then I went into the internet, and that's why I'm here.
You came out at the brick house, said, "Whoa, this is
bam!"
Good.
It was just like a Nickelodeon cartoon. Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
That's a very, very neat product. And
it's a neat thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's just kind of cool because can you imagine, I'm going to take video of this moment, and instead of worrying about what angle you're getting, you just basically hold it above your head.
Yes, you're getting
every
angle.
And then later in post, you go, well, this was definitely the best angle, and I can, now I can point at whatever, and it's only going to get better. It's just a really, really neat thing. So cool. Very cool.
Yep. So just keep looking for 360 HD camera.
Very neat.
Oh, and one more thing. Have you guys seen at all what Conan is doing? Conan, in the Conan app, he has 360 degree video. So you can watch the show and you can spin around and see. It's
that
interesting.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Oh, check that
nice.
Out too in the Team Coco app or online, I think, on his site. But yeah.
That is really, really cool. That is really cool.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, coming up, we have, of course, My Crappy Corner and the warehouse and the letters. But before we get to that, let me talk to you about Grubhub. Grubhub is a really easy way to order food online in one completely connected experience. You don't have to call, like place an order and then call and then give them your number. And then it's all within Grubhub. It's absolutely wonderful. So if you're in the mood to order food from a local restaurant, this isn't just a chain of Grubhub restaurants. This is from your favorite local restaurants. Or try something new. You want to browse around, look on menus for restaurants that's near you. Head on over to Grubhub. All you have to do is type in an address. So if you type in exactly where you are, it's going to find places that will deliver right to your home, which is kind of nice. Or you could be general about what's in an area as well. Then you can search for your favorite restaurants, try to find something new. This is available in over 600 cities, and that's nearly 28,000 restaurants. takeout restaurants that you have. And tons of people have used this. Over 1.6 million people have eaten at Grub or have used Grubhub to chow down in the last year. So go ahead. And one of the, I used it in Petaluma here, and there were a few restaurants. And I went to a Chinese restaurant that's near me called City Chopsticks. And one of the things that I really liked was the menu. It just felt so fluent. Once I chose a menu item, I could leave comments. If they had a large version or a small version, I could choose between it. If I wanted to substitute something like chicken, it had a checkbox for that. It was just really, really nice. It's just really great. And then after that, here, go ahead and type in our address. So 140 Keller Street.
I typed in my address here at Disneyland, had 65 restaurants come up.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you can see the menu for every one of them without going to 65 different websites.
Right. So choose City Chopsticks right there. There you go. And that one, there's no pickup fee. And they were right next to my house, so I just drove back over. But if you choose something like, try that Asian chicken salad. It'll have the quantity. Now, this one didn't have anything you could substitute, but other things do. And it was just such a great experience. And then once you're finished, you pay online. You don't have to worry about finishing up your payment when you get to the restaurant or when they deliver it. There you go. There's a large and a small. You can choose between those.
And
special instructions like, please leave off the fish sauce or something like that. It's absolutely great. And they'll also give you access to reviews. One of the things is they have, there's some restaurants that have trending food items, which I thought was really great. So if there's a food item that this restaurant has that's really great, you can see it. Also, coupons and special deals. They'll let you know about that also if the restaurant has it. And, of course, they have 24/7 customer service team that will make everything absolutely easy to make sure that you get absolutely what you want. And where did you end up eating at?
Since I was going out shopping, I ordered from a local deli, Audie's Deli, some turkey and some potato pancakes.
Oh, yum.
Because I was running down to the boat. And you get a text back that your order's been received. Then a few minutes later, you get another text, and it says your order will be ready for pickup between mine was 12:20 and 12:30. And I went there at 12:30. It was sitting on the counter ready to go. And you're right. I prepaid for it, so you just go in. You say your name, and they go, here you go, and you're on your way. So it's really convenient.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. So if you want to check it out, head on over to grubhub.com/gizwiz and use the code podcast, PODCAST, and you'll get $5 off your first order of $10 or more. This offer is only available for first-time customers, and it also does expire. So head on over to grubhub.com/gizwiz. Use the code podcast. It helps them know that we sent you, and you get $5 off an order of $10 or more, which is really great. And we thank Grubhub for their support of the GizWiz. So one last gadget.
Again from Pepcom. Kind of a very weird gadget. Walk over there, and there is a table for RCA. Huh. And when I was a kid, RCA was like one of the biggest name in electronics. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, this is a bookshelf system that still has a CD player?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I'm saying to the guy, this has, for a CD player and an FM radio, why do you need this big display? And he said, oh, no, that's a slide-out 7-inch Android tablet.
Oh, wow.
So what it is, Chad, it's like taking old technology and new technology and kind of mixing it together. It has Bluetooth. It has Wi-Fi. It has the 7-inch Android tablet. The resolution on the tablet is not super. It's 800 by 400. But the thing is, I asked if it was plugged in. He said, oh, yeah, we'll play it for you. Sounded really decent. The thing is, it sells for It's right now exclusively at Walmart. $178.
That's a good price for just a tablet.
That is really not bad. It has BGN Wi-Fi. It has a little built-in webcam. You can take the tablet off and use it elsewhere. RCA says that there's 4 hours away from the docking station. So if you charge one time, you can, since it's Bluetooth, you can play other devices through the Bluetooth speakers. And it's sort of new, so there were just 12 reviews on the Walmart site, but 11 of them, I believe, gave it 5 stars.
Wow.
So it's not – this would be a great thing for a young kid's room where, you know, he still has CDs. He would like to have a tablet, but you're on a budget. To my mind – it was not a bad price. HDMI out, so whatever you're playing on your tablet,
You
can then play. Yeah, I know. So I thought, you know, it looked at first sight like they had gone back in time, but then all the little things that they added to it made it kind of worthwhile. And the tablet is running Jelly Bean. So what is that? Two versions old.
Yeah,
4.2. What are we up to now?
Oh, gosh.
Is it two more? It doesn't even matter. Maybe it was the last one. But you can play, you know, Google Play. And as I said, the specs are not mind-boggling. But if you go to the Walmart website, just type in RCA Internet Music system, because you can play your internet music over it, and all the specs are there. 220-watt speakers, remote control. So it's a lot of features for $178.
Yeah, it's interesting.
There it is.
Yeah. KitKat is 4.4, and so this is 4.2 Jelly Bean.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's interesting. It does definitely. It kind of feels like a merger. Yeah, of
yes,
old and new.
Isn't it? It's a rush.
It's like, yeah. Convergence isn't dead, folks. We got.
Yeah.
Interesting. And I'm trying to think if there, because it's a tablet, is there anything you could do with it that you couldn't do with any? Like, is there an app that you could install on the tablet that would really make this such a wonderful experience? Like, you know, maybe the Audible or something. I'm trying to imagine, you know, I guess Netflix, if it has HDMI out, you could load up Netflix. It's basically
Well, listen, you could get the Gizwiz on it. So
right.
Need we say more?
Yeah, you don't need any other form of entertainment.
No. And it'll be free.
Yeah.
It'll be
exactly. So anyway, there's the RCA Internet music system with a 7-inch tablet built right in.
Built right in, and it slides right out. It is removable.
Right. Very, very cool.
We could sell them that as a slogan. It's built right in.
It's built.
But it slides right out.
It's built in and out at the same time.
Good.
We do both. Well, I guess now it's time for...
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... Do we have the magical theme? It's time for...
We have the theme. I was going to sing it, but I don't think I should do that. So
it's good. Go ahead.
I'm just going to play it.
No, I want you to
sing.
Okay.
Sing along with it.
You know you don't there we go. Need it, but you
might
want it a chance. Crappy corner.
If you're on the video.
In his corner, and what's he coming out with? Let's see.
All sorts of crap. Oh, my gosh. So... Continue with the theme of stretchy this month.
Yes.
We have a few things. I have two crappy things in my crappy corner. And by the way, if you're on video, I actually went into the corner to grab it. I'm pretty proud of that. So first is a bookmark. Every once in a while, people don't use Audible and they actually read real books. So we have this bookmark, and the cool thing is that it actually has a finger to point to the word that you left off on.
Funny.
I haven't tested it out yet.
I can see the logo, Fred. Fred makes some funny stuff.
Fred makes some great stuff. So pull it right on out. and we can confirm it's definitely stretchy.
Okay.
It definitely does. So we have a few books here to kind of test it out.
Oh,
we have the Diamond Club book.
Don't demonstrate with that.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it'll be fine. So
just let it point to any four-letter words.
If it says in need of a screwdriver, that's the chapter we're on.
There are very few words that are going to be okay to point at.
So let's say I'm done. It's a little bit not as easy as, let's say luck. Luck is where I'm trying to get to.
It doesn't say luck.
It does say luck. It does say luck. There we go. Luck. And then I can kind of, oh, no, I went too far. 1 second. Well, it's not as fast as another. There we go. Luck. And so if I close it, it's going through my backpack a little bit.
Right.
Ah, luck. It pointed right at it. Oh.
Wow.
The word above it, though, is that other word. Okay, so it works on a small book. Hooray. Let's see how it works on a big book. We have...
Well, oh, no. It's not going to work
totally
on something
mad,
that
60
big.
Years. I don't know. It feels pretty good.
All right. I think stretching your luck, so to speak.
Okay, so I'm reading this comic.
Okay.
And I want to get right up in there on... okay. Yeah, it's definitely a stretch. there we go. Yeah, it's turning a little white.
Oh, okay. Who isn't?
There we go. But, hey, look at that. We can... Yeah. I really want to pick this guy's nose with it.
Oh, really, my gosh.
There we go. It's working.
Okay. Now, just one thing. Take it back off again. And did it totally stretch out?
Yeah, let's find out. I mean, this is a book that you would put on your coffee. This is a coffee table style book. You know, it looks basically.
Yeah.
Looks basically the same. We can go back to the previous Diamond Club book.
Yeah, and just see. Take another chance.
You know what? And I'll go pretty far in because you know we'll give it a lot less pages to deal with, and see. You know, because you'll have thin, when you get to the end of the book, you still want to keep a bookmark place. So let's do club. That's what we want to point out. We want to point at club. Oop.
And also, with a bookmark, I think you'd be happy just knowing what paragraph you left off
on. Right, that's probably true.
I mean, you wouldn't open your book and say, oh, did I leave? Oh, damn. Leave on the word the, or did I leave on the word end?
In, yeah, exactly. So yeah, that works.
Oh yeah, no, that
and this
works.
Is we have very little book to grab onto here, even after we stretched it all the way out.
Nice.
So yeah,
what does that cost?
This is pretty inexpensive. It comes in at I think around $6 for one of just one of them. Now on the Amazon link that we have, it shows three. And I believe that's because there's three different colors. So if you get green, yeah, it's $8.99. Gray, $8.99. $8.99 for orange. And then it says custom color is $6.89. Wow, that's hard to say. So a color. You don't get all three, even though it does show the image.
So the custom color is cheaper than...
I don't know. I'm confused.
That is the weirdest thing.
It seems like you don't get to pick it.
I see. Okay.
It says random color. I'm dyslexic, and I read random is custom.
Oh, I see. Random is... Random. Whatever's not selling.
So if you don't get to choose your color, it is a little bit less expensive.
Okay.
They probably give you the one they have in stock the most. So anyway, there's the fingerprint bookmarks. It's definitely stretchy. We thought about, before we had our second gadget, I was reading, 30 tips to do with rubber bands, and one of them was make Easter eggs, and since Easter is this weekend, I was going to make some Easter eggs, but moving on.
Okay.
So.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. So imagine yourself, and you're a football fan or a baseball fan, and you go to the park, but you're a frugal guy. Okay, and at the park, you cannot always spend the high dollar for their silly drinks. But the man has you down, because the man will not let you bring your drinks into the park. The best way to do this is so no one will ask you. They're not going to check your bags. This is sounding really sleazy. not going to check your bags. You want to make sure that they'll never ask you about it, because it would be really embarrassing for them to ask you about what you're packing into the park.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to carry coolers
right.
in a lot of places.
Not allowed to carry coolers in a lot of places.
Okay.
It's an issue that all of us have all had, right? Affecting millions of Americans. Enter the beer belly. The beer belly is a way to conceal and hold liquid in a fake belly. Makes you look like you're
fat.
Oh,
my word.
So I haven't used this yet, so let's go ahead and open it up. And I opened it up just to see if it was stretchy enough to have the name of stretchy.
Right,
and so
okay.
this harness is pretty stretchy. And so that's why we have associated this. So you get a belly, which is kind of like a nylon stretchy material. And then you get a bladder for liquids. So there's that. And then you also get a tube. Oh, where's this tube? Where's the tube plug into? Oh, here it is. Oh, that's weird. It plugs into the top. Oh, no. It plugs in the bottom. Okay. So we got a
okay.
tube.
Okay.
Oops, sorry.
So you fill that with beer?
Sure, I guess. It seems like anything fizzy would be a little bit difficult, but I guess. What does it say? Holds over a six pack. Wow.
Let me ask you something. After you drink the six pack, can you refill it?
Yeah, you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. You don't
that's
have to
what I'm,
get
yeah,
out
that's
of
what
your
I'm getting
seat
at. That's what yeah,
and
so
go
it's
all the way to that stinky disgusting bathroom.
It's dual purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're really not smuggling something in. You're bringing it back out with
everything
you.
Everything you take
in,
you take out.
Taking out. That's it.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah, it's very, very economically conscious.
No.
it says holds up to 80 ounces of your beverage of your choice. I'm trying to see if it doesn't like fizzy drinks. It says great for wine, mixed drinks, and even water. And even water, as you would be so verbose to do water.
Well, then, so
I actually have some water.
How do you drink out of it? So
okay,
does the straw come up your shirt?
That's what it kind of here. Let's see if we can figure out the strap situation. I don't know if you need to add it in the strap. There's no instructions. Oh no, there are instructions. Oh wow, they're even colorful. They're very colorful. Remove plastic. Fill your bladder. Okay, so you fill it first. And yeah, it looks like it comes up through your shirt.
Here. Okay.
So let's go ahead and fill it up first. We're here. Let's put the bladder on. No, we don't put the bladder on first. Let's take the water. Here, let me get rid of these books. These are expensive books. I don't want to get them all wet.
Okay.
Open the bladder. Come on, we can do it.
If you already have a beer belly, you're pretty much out of luck.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you're set. There's no, you don't need, no. Yeah, well, I mean, or.
You'll just look fatter
than
ever.
You can give it to your wife and she'd just be pregnant.
Yeah. She'll look pregnant.
Right. Well, this was a pretty easy setup. It has a little holder for you, so you can hold it while you're putting the.
Oh, okay. Okay. It has a wide mouth.
Very wide mouth.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's funny, I've used these legitimately for backpacking. So now it is a belly-shaped
thing
full of water. Let me get a little bit of air out of it. I really don't want to pour water everywhere, though. Okay, we got a little bit of air out of it. Okay, now we grab the belly and let's lay it in. It is kind of... It's a little waterbed for your cat or your hamster or something.
And there's no metal, so if you go through the metal detector...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It won't go off.
Oh, there's even Velcro on this side. Hey, that makes it convenient. They've really thought this out. This is not a... This isn't even a crappy product. Just saying.
Do we know if this is an expensive product?
It is. It's 20. I mean, I don't think it's that expensive. It's around 24 to. Let me confirm here.
It's not. It seems to be sort of well made.
Yeah, it is really well made. And then I actually bought it off of Woot.com. So this is $23 on Amazon, and then on Woot, I ended up paying a lot less. But I don't remember what I paid.
And you look classy when you...
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, I mean, you're one of the bros, really. Okay, so we have the bladder installed.
Nice.
Taking this. Looks like I'm going to put it on this away. No, I'm not. Am I? What am I doing?
Something has to go around your waist, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For... Use responsibly. It's neoprene and polyester, it says. Okay.
Okay.
There's that. You know what? I should really... Someone asked
there
for...
There you go. Now that looks...
There we go.
It's going to be cold against you, isn't it?
It might. It might be a little bit cold. This isn't comedy. I don't know what it is.
yeah. Okay. I would not walk around the plaque with it hanging down.
You
like
don't think
that.
This is an attractive look? I don't know. I think there's arguments to be made about that. Unfortunately, I'm dealing with wires. I'm dealing with microphone wires.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And stuff. So, once you got it around your belly... Okay, here we go. There's a little the Velcro.
Oh, now it's starting to look really fitted.
Oh yeah, I mean this
is. Yeah, this is nice.
By far the most fitted gadget we've had so far. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and this would go this away.
Nice.
Let's see if it's concealed in the end.
Wow, you don't even really look that fat.
Well, let me get the shirt
on first.
Well,
from the side just a little bit. There you go. Yeah, so that's why you had a loose shirt on. Now you... There you go.
I think this is a little suspect.
Yeah. Also, you have to be careful that someone doesn't come up and sucker punch in the stomach.
Right. And then you got you'll beer all over your...
You'll get a bath.
There's a plastic covering to the nozzle. I'm trying to get off now.
Well, the nozzle has to open and close, right?
Right, right. It's just a protective, like, sanitary
thing. Oh, okay, okay.
I got plastic in my mouth now. Okay, there we go. Open, twist... Mmm.
Wow. Oh, no, not drinking beer.
Mm-mm.
No.
Completely inconspicuous.
No, I have a pacemaker and I have to start it sometimes manually. I'm cranking my pacemaker.
Yeah, I'm, I got a bladder infection, so... I don't want to spill.
All right.
Mmm. You can kind of squeeze it in your mouth if you just. Mmm. Mmm. So, think anyone would notice?
So what is your verdict? Does it taste no plasticky taste?
There's a tiny bit of a plasticky taste, I would say. Possibly that would go away with repeated washings.
Use, okay.
I got so many things caught. One second, I can't get it to. You can sort it. I kind of want to just show that water does come out of it.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, it is hard to see. You do need to kind of drink on it to make sure that I have And I guess when you're done, you kind of...
You can't use it to water your plants.
I don't know if I'm the right person. I don't know if I have the right wardrobe to pull this off. It does.
No, there you go. There you go. You could get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, ladies. How's it going? they call me OMG Chad. You want to... You want... Anyway.
Want to share a beer?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the guy not spending $9 on drinks now? This guy.
And literally, the more you drink, the better you look.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Figure out what's going on behind me. There we go. Oh, man.
You can see the only show where you really need a dresser.
Okay. I think we're good to go here.
So, if you were giving thumbs up or thumbs down on this device?
I don't know. Be honest, the whole mic situation might be a detractor.
Well,
here, let's head there and put that there. I also feel like the back of it really isn't harnessed in quite right, and I think that's my fault. Yeah,
I don't think most people are going to be wearing microphones when they're using this, though.
You know, I feel like if it was that. Yeah, I mean, I'd give it a good review. Okay. I don't know if it's going to fool anyone, though.
Well, you know, if thousands of people are going in at one time.
Yeah, when you pull this thing out, isn't it a little obvious?
Well, yeah. You should be reading a newspaper when you do that, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like that. There you go.
I have a feeling that the types of people that are going to be wearing this thing, the places they go, people aren't going to think twice about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would not wear this to a fine restaurant and fill it with cheap wine so that you don't have to pay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I give it a thumbs up, I think.
Okay.
Let's see how easy it is to get out of it.
Well, theoretically, it would be empty.
Yeah.
As you're leaving.
Well, no, you fill it up, remember?
Yeah, that's right. You fill it up. Yeah, then you have to be really careful on the way out. Yeah. Nice.
There we go. Oh, my gosh.
The beer belly.
We're basically free. I don't know where.
Okay.
There. Okay, well, whoever wanted me to take off my shirt on this episode, hooray for you. Cool. Okay, and that wraps up the beer belly. You can get it on Amazon for $23.99.
Free shipping.
I think wears it better than I did.
This might be one where the reviews are really good. Are there reviews of this on Amazon?
Oh, yeah. Check the reviews.
I bet the reviews are fantastic. Check the reviews.
See if the reviews are good.
These kind of products are fantastic for that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so now it is time to thank our second sponsor of the episode, iFixit. iFixit, you may know them for their repair guides, but they also do so much more. Of course, they have also, on top of the repair guides, or on top of the teardowns, free online repair manuals for everything. So that's over 10,000 repair guides for everything from electronics, like your smartphone or your tablet or game console, to even your home appliances or clothing or even your bike. They also have foolproof instructions to fix all your stuff, so even if you shattered your iPhone screen or need to repair that red ring of death on your Xbox, or swap out the battery on your Galaxy S3, iFixit has got you covered with the parts and tools and repair guides, everything under one roof. Now, they have a few more things that they've sent our way for me to show off, and they are just so, so cool. We got a Pro-Tech screwdriver set. This set has 15 drivers where you can... sorry, I'm knocking all sorts of our reviews all around. But inside of here, and it's really, they do their cases so nicely, because they know that us gadgets on the go, I'm going to throw this into a backpack, and I don't want things moving around. It's just really nice and compact. Here's all the 15 different drivers. Each one of these has a black oxide tip for increased grip, durability, and corrosion resistance. You have the fixed blade swivel top design for added precision, so you can kind of keep it on your palm and continue turning while you have a good grip on it. Inside of here, the different types are color-coded. You have your Phillips head and your normal head, but then you also have, you know, these. There's a tri-wing one, this red one right here. You have the security Torx in the star set. This is really, really small, really, really great. Everything that you need to repair everything. And this comes with a lifetime warranty and is only $59.95. So this is absolutely awesome. And then we also got one more thing in the mail, and that was this magnetic project mat. And you may have seen Leo actually use this when he kind of broke apart stuff on the air with iFixit. And it's really nice. It's hefty. It's a little bit hard to see on the video because it's a little bit overblown, but there's nice grids for everything. You can even write in which project you're working on right in here. This is going to help you organize all of the parts when you're tearing apart something, when you're repairing something. And it's, like I said, it has on the back a non-slip surface so that it's not going to move around. And the front of it is a dry erase surface so you can take notes. So I could say, here's my ring. I'm going to put it right here. You know, now these are the, you know, the bits that came from the front of the case. You can write and keep track of absolutely everything. And then on the back, there is a little eraser so that you can, once you're done with one, you can just erase it out of the way and move on. This, I really love this. And it's magnetic. So for those magnetic items, this silver ring doesn't count, but this paperclip does. It's not going to move around, which is great for those tiny little drivers and tiny little screws that come out of a PC or even something as small as a phone, of course. And this is only $20. This is $19.95. So you can fix it, and iFixit can help. Visit iFixit.com/twit for more than 10,000 step-by-step repair guides, which are all free. iFixit also sells all the parts and tools you'll ever need. Enter the code GizWiz at checkout and you'll save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. That's iFixit.com/twit to find out more. Offer code GizWiz. And thanks so much to iFixit for sponsoring this episode of the
Absolutely.
GizWiz. Absolutely.
Neat
this.
Stuff.
And
Neat
and stuff. It's hard to explain. The weight of this, it's just really nice. You just know that it's not going to move around and slide around. And really, really premium. Really premium product, and I can't believe it. They're only charging $20 for it. So that's iFixit. Okay, now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. So, Diggy D, what do you got for us this week?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have to change that theme at all because we're goofy and we're loopy, and it certainly fits us.
Oh gosh, yes. I don't know how to be not loopy.
Yeah. Well, good. So it's another viewer's video. I'll just read you a couple notes, but he suggests, and I think he is right, that this will be the oldest gadget we ever talked about on the Giz Whiz.
Wow.
It's from Charles Bunnell in Berkeley, California, B-U-N-N-E-L-L, Berkeley, California. And he says, this is most likely the earliest dated gadget. It was inspired by your mention of the swing line stapler on an early 2013 episode. It's about the Bates stapler, an earliest stapler technology that even preceded swing line. It belonged to the estate of a late friend of the family, and I acquired it a few years ago. So let Charles demo his old 1930s gadget.
Hi, this is Charles Manel in Berkeley, California. Now, in a previous podcast, Dick had done a stapler, talked about the Swingline stapler. That inspired me to talk about a product that I have. Now, here you have a 1950s model era Swingline. That is not the product I want to talk about, but rather the one that's sitting behind it, and that's this wire stapler. Wire stapler was a style of design that predated the modern Swingline staplers. The Swingline, which was invented in 1939, was novel in that it used a stick of staples rather than the old-fashioned wire stapler that predated it. That used a spool of wire in the back here that had brass wire in it. And the way it made staples was it would cut a piece of wire off and form them into a staple and press them into the material every time you press down the lever. Now, I will show you how this particular model works in a second. Model I have is the Bates Stapler Model B, which was made in the early 30s. That makes it one of the earliest gadgets ever on the Gadget Warehouse segment of the podcast. It's made by the Bates Manufacturing Company. Before, in the 1920s, they made the first model, which was the Model A, followed in 1939 by the Model C that was made until 1969, when they stopped making wire staplers. Later, the company was completely subsumed by the General Bonding Corporation in 1992, and no longer exists as a brand name. The way the Bates wire stapler works, it has a spool of brass wire in the back. That wire travels through here. You can see, if you look right down here, you might be able to see it. Travels through a little channel down there till it gets to this little device. Then there's another channel in here where it causes the wire to bend perpendicular all around till it comes a 90-degree angle and goes over this rod and stands past the rod about half an inch.
This is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
And the idea is that when you press down on this lever at the top here, that causes a 2-centimeter piece of wire to be clipped off. It's formed around this metal rod in a U shape. Then a hammer pushes the staple down into the piece while this rod pulls back to after it pushes the staple into the piece of work and bends the tines either inward or outward depending on where this little plate is pushed. Then this little rod here pulls back, grabs onto the wire again, pulls more wire forward.
Meanwhile, this little
rod goes back into the outward position. And so then you have another piece of wire waiting to be stapled again. See here, on the top is the modern staple, on the bottom is the brass wire staple. The brass wire staple has certain advantages, being that it's smaller and it doesn't rust, which can be advantageous in certain situations. This is why there are people who still collect these staplers, and why you can still find websites that will sell you brass wire for wire staples.
There you have it. Thanks for watching.
That is fascinating.
It's pretty interesting that you can still buy wire for your wire stapler.
Yeah. I'm amazed.
And you know what's so funny is because you're so used to just running up to the thing and going clink, and you don't even think about the first guy saying, "Oh, so I'll make the wire go here, then the wire will go around
here."
Wait,
we should pre-bin this. No one's going to buy pre-bin staples.
Yeah, I know.
They want to buy wire because you could use it at any staple. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really amazing.
That is really amazing stuff.
Yeah. Charles, thank you for sharing that. And this is where we always make a pitch. If you want to send us a video, 2 to 3 minutes, put it on YouTube. It can be like Charles. We love when you have an old gadget, you know, just shoot a little video, put it on YouTube. But it doesn't have to be a Gadget Warehouse. It can be, I invented this, I bought a piece of crap, or even my favorite gadget ever. 2 to 3 minutes, load it onto YouTube and send us the link at gizwiz@twit.tv. And like Charles, if we use it on the show, you'll get some kind of crap. But is someone going to get the beer bladder?
Absolutely. I don't think anyone. He could, yeah. He could definitely.
Yeah, I looked at some reviews. Evidently, a lot of people liked it a lot. A lot of people said it does leak, and it sort of looks like you have peed in your pants as you're walking. So just beware of that. You might get a fingerprint. You'll get an autographed Mad magazine, a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture, and fame and zero fortune because there's no cash involved. But you'll be on the show.
Woo-hoo!
And in a way, isn't that worth something?
That's what everyone really wants in the end. I mean, I think. I hope. That's what I want.
I hope. Me too.
I guess it's time for The letters!
The letter!
So, what do you got for us, Diggy D?
Our letter comes from Barb Cole, and this was something we talked about a month and a half ago. The Elio car, which was a full car you could buy for $6,400, and Bob says, take a look at this similar car from Renault, and I like the name. It's called the Twizy.
The Twizy.
If we could put a T in there, it could be the Twitzy.
The Twitzy.
But there is a big difference. Maybe Bob didn't realize it, but the Elio car is a gas-powered car. And this little, there's the Elio. So it's a gas-powered car.
And it was the one with three wheels.
With three wheels, right.
Back, yeah.
And the Renault Twizy is electric powered, and you know it's the kind of thing that you would always joke about, that the options included, would you like to buy doors, you know,
right.
You see something as a low price.
Do you want blinkers with that?
Yes, exactly. Well, on the Twizy, doors are an optional extra. So it is sold here by Renault in the U.S., but it seems hard to come by.
Yeah, it looks an awful lot like a golf cart on steroids.
Yes, exactly. And it seems that they make a very low power version that you can drive without a license, and then they make a bigger engine that I assume is somewhat road legal, but you sure don't want to take this on any highway.
This would be perfect for parking enforcement.
Right.
Oh, that's yes.
Right.
Yeah. Or driving around the brick house.
Right.
Absolutely. So anyway, that's Bob, and he is in Lucas, Scotland.
Ooh.
And he says, I love the show. So Bob in Scotland, thank you for telling us about the Twizy.
We should get a sponsorship deal. You know, this is the brick house brought to you by Twizy. And we should all drive around and go review gadgets far away because we drove in our Twizy.
Woo, yeah.
Yeah. And that about wraps it up. Make sure that everyone head on over to gizwiz.biz. And there you can play the What the Heck Is It game.
Exactly.
We're still doing that. Right on the sidebar there, you can hit the What the Heck Is It and see What the Heck Is It.
Right, and for the first time, we're showing you what you're playing for. You're playing for the June issue of Mad, and we're going to give up to 36 issues away, 12 for the right answer, if you know what that thing really is. But we prefer you make up silly or dumb answers, because for that, we give away up to 24 issues of Mad, and you have until the end of April to play.
Perfect. Anything else we need to cover?
Boy, no. I think we have done it.
I think we did it. Make sure you send in your videos. And also, if you want to catch us live, you can do so every Wednesday, starting around 4:30, possibly, maybe 5. If you want to subscribe to catch all of our future shows or check out our past shows all the way back to episode 1, where it was audio only, you can do that at twit.tv/gizwiz. It's kind of crazy that we have the archives all the way back. Head on over there. And
you
check
know, I think I look. I think I looked in the archives. I think Daily Gizwiz number 1 was 7 minutes.
Yes.
It was just,
yes.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Leo. What do you have? Oh, I have a stapler.
Yeah. Back then, it was the same show. Yeah, no. Sometimes I'll go to random, because we have, you know, over 1,000 shows, so I'll go to a random number and listen in and see what you guys are talking about or what the bits were, because sometimes they've changed.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good times to check out all the old episodes. Absolutely. And that about wraps it up for this show. Thanks for watching. See you next week.
I'll be here.